Blessed
Jesus. Blessed Jesus.
Look at your neighbor, tell your neighbor, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
And so are you.
And so are you.
Amen.
Amen.
Now let's give God a big hand and just tell him thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Look at your neighbor, tell your neighbor, you're looking good.
Better than last year.
And this year,
you will shine.
In Jesus' name. Meta, meta,
meta,
meta. Sparkle, sparkle,
sparkle, sparkle.
Shiny, shiny.
Shiny, shiny.
Wear shades. And in Africa, we surely wear shades. I know where Dr. Cowper's come from, with the snow and the ice and all kinds of things. They were wishing they were in Kenya immediately, but they're here. Let's appreciate Dr. Cowper and Deborah. Amen. We thank God. Good to be in God's house today, and give your neighbor a high five, a new year high five, and tell them it is a blessed year. Amen. We want to read the scripture from Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 9. Genesis 12, verse 1 to 9. This is the calling of Abraham. I read, the Lord had said to Abram, the Lord had said to Abram, no, he was called Abram before he was called Abraham, all right, so there's a difference. He was Abram, then later he was called Abraham because of certain things which we'll find out during this month. The Lord had said to Abram, go from your country, your people, and your father's household, to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation. I will make you. I will make you. God will make you. You're not going to make yourself. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great. And you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. And whoever curses you, I will curse. Tell your neighbor, you are in danger. Hallelujah. So let me read that one more time. Okay, go back. I will bless those. Bless you. So tell your neighbor, you're favored. I will bless those who bless you. And whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. Abram went as the Lord had told him. And Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. He took his wife Sarai, his nephew Lot, all the possessions they had accumulated and the people they had acquired in Haran, and they set out for the land of Canaan, and they arrived there. Abram traveled through the land as far as the site of the great tree of Moreh at Shechem. At that time, the Canaanites were in the land. The Lord appeared to Abram and said, to your offspring, I will give this land. So he built an altar there to the Lord who had appeared to him. From there, he went on toward the hills east of Bethel and pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. There he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord. Then Abram set out and continued towards the Negev, or the Negev. This is God's word, and God's people say,
amen.
Amen. We may be seated in God's presence today. Amen. Today we want to take an opportunity to unveil and to release to us the theme vision for 2023. Hallelujah. I want you to know this is going to be a great year. I'm saying it is going to be a great year.
Amen.
2023. And I want you to take note of the things I'm going to say in a moment. And in a short while, I'll be calling Pastor Simon to come so that we can just unveil this for us. 2023, mathematics. 2 + 0 + 2 + 3 is what? Is 7. This year, God is a God of completion and fulfillment. Mathematics. 2 + 0 + 2 + 3 = 7. The year that God is going to complete and fulfill that which concerns you. Hallelujah. Now, the first two numbers, 2 + 0 is what? Is 2. 2 is the number of agreement and affirmation. The Bible says, if two of you agree concerning a matter on earth, it shall be done for you by my Father in heaven. That which you agree with God, God will do for you in 2023. In Jesus' name. Some of you have just missed that. I am saying, as you agree with God and His word, God will fulfill His purpose for you in 2023. The other two numbers, 2 + 3 is what? Is 5. 5 is the number of favor and grace. God is going to cause you to be a favorable person. Because God is going to release His grace in your life in ways you cannot imagine. Let me read this verse even as I continue. The Bible says in Psalms 44 verse 3. So look at your neighbor one more time. Tell them, you look very favored. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says this, Psalms 44 verse 3. If I can get that on the screen. Hallelujah. So we're just unveiling this for us because this is going to be amazing. And this month of January, you better show up because we're going to just unlock what God wants to do. The Bible says, it was not by their sword that they won the land, nor did their arm bring them victory. It was the right hand, your arm, and the light of your face. For you loved them. Amen? For you did what? You loved them. Now let me read this in the New King James Version. Psalms 44, verse 3, New King James. For they did not gain possession of the land by their own sword. It was not your strength. Nor did their own arm save them. But it was your right hand, your arm, the light of your countenance. Because you did what? You favored them. You are the favored ones of God. In Jesus' name. I'm saying you are the favored ones of God. In Jesus' name. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, if you don't think you're favored, I am favored. Hallelujah. And so when God was calling Abraham into a new season, because God is calling us into a new season, 2023, God is going to do amazing things. You need to realize that God works even as He does new things. God builds one thing on top of another thing on top of another thing. The tall buildings you see here did not just show up. Some of them, they started building, going down. They dug down deep. Then they began to put that foundation and slowly it came up. Then one floor and the next floor and the next floor and the next floor. This decade of 2020s is an edifice, a tall building that God is putting up. So in 2020, we were talking about the year of the Lord's impactful redemption. Why? Because in Hebrew, numbers make a difference. In Hebrew, numbers have meanings. For example, 20... Number 20 in the Hebrew language has a letter called Kaf. K-A-P-H or Kaf. K-P-F. Kaf. 20. And it means God's stretched arm. Like this. God's stretched arm. And so in 2020 we were talking about God's impactful redemption. In other words, God had stretched his hand towards us to save us. And not only did he stretch his hand to save us, God turned his hand like this and covered your sins. Hallelujah. You are covered. Redemption is buying back. Redemption is covering you so that no longer are you condemned. No longer are you under your sins, because Jesus stretched his hand, covered your sins through his blood. It was the year of the Lord's impactful redemption. Hallelujah. So building on top of that, year 2021, God's hand was still stretched. But 2021 is made of two numbers, 20 and 1. 20 is God's stretched hand. 1 is, in Hebrew, the letter Alpha. In Greek, it is Alpha. In Hebrew, we say Aleph. That is why when you say 1,000 in Swahili, you say Aleph, Moja. Hello? We say Alf, but it's the word Aleph, Aleph, Moja. All right? It is Alpha. And the word Alpha or Aleph has, in Hebrew, has a picture. The picture is an ox. It's an ox, is full of strength. So God was saying, I'm stretching your hand to strengthen you. Hallelujah. So it was the year of the Lord's strengthening destiny. Bwana asifiwe. Year 2022, God is building on that. He's still stretching his hand, redemption. He's still stretching his hands to strengthen you. In 2022, God was stretching his hand because 20 is stretching his hands. 2 in Hebrew is the number B. We say B or Ba. In Hebrew, they say Beth. Beth. That's why you get the word Bethlehem. Beth means a house. And that is why Bethlehem means the house of bread, because Lehem is bread. I believe God was talking to the lawyers. So you know. So 2022 was God stretching his hand in a house to give a gift and to give an inheritance. And that is why 2022 was the year of the Lord's royal inheritance. He was giving a gift as a royal person to us. It was the year of the Lord's royal inheritance. So he's building, building, building. In 2023, thank you, Jesus, he's still stretching his hand. But the interesting thing is this. Number 3 in Hebrew is the word Gimel. So you have Aleph, Beth, Gimel. Gimel is another word or a picture. We use that word. If you hear some Somali say something like this, Gamia. What is Gamia? A camel. That's where you get the word Gimel. Gamia. Camel. That's what the word Gimel means. A camel. A camel is an animal that is able to sustain itself for long distances. It has a journey to take. It drinks a lot of water. It doesn't drink a lot as it goes because it sustains itself with the water it has. Hallelujah. But there's a journey. A camel carries treasure. It carries things. It takes things from one place to another. It is like the trucks that move from Mombasa all the way to Uganda and keep going. So, in a moment, I will tell you what 2023 is about. Because God is stretching his hand. He has redeemed us. He has strengthened us. He has also done what? Given us what? An inheritance of royalty. For what purpose? Now, that's what we are going to go into 2023. Because God is about to do an amazing thing. And so even as I was praying, and I'll be talking about the story of Abraham in a moment, and saying, God, what do you have in mind in this 2023? And God was saying this, Ambrose, have you forgotten what the scripture was? He says, for you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God. For once you are not a people, but now you're God's people. And then he says, you are all these things that you may declare. So you are all these things that you may declare. You are all these things that you may declare. You are all these things that you may declare. Chosen that you may declare. Redeemed that you may declare. Raised that you may declare. Strengthened that you may declare. And so in this season and time, God is preparing us for 2023. A year of completion, a year of agreement, a year of favor. Why? Because God is raising a new people. A people who are going to be empowered to be world changers. And the theme for 2023 is, this is the year of the Lord's empowered world changers. Let me say that one more time. Come on, somebody better give God a big hand. This is the year of the Lord's empowered world changers. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, you're a camel. And you're taking this message far and wide. Amen. Another word for gimel is the word to lift. God is lifting you up. It's a time of lifting. When a camel is sitting down, and a camel just doesn't stand up. Usually a camel, when it's standing, if you ever seen camel stand, it's like a lift. You know, the hind legs go whang, then it goes whang, then it goes whoo. Tell your neighbor you're about to go whang, then whoong, then whoa. Something is about to happen to you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. That which was not completed this year will be completed. Amen. That which was not fulfilled this year is going to be fulfilled. Amen. Because God is lifting out men and women who is going to empower to become world changers. And you are those people. Pastor Simon, as you come, we want to unveil the theme vision book today. We have the book, we also have the planner. The theme vision book itself is very loaded. And I'm praying that you'll find a way to get a copy of that book, because it's loaded with so many things and explanations, which I may not be able to explain in a minute. So I put them in a book. The Bible says, write the vision down so that those who read it may run with it. The planner, on the other hand, has verses for every day. I chose particular verses, 365 of them, put them in a planner so that you're able to read them each month, so that you're able to make a difference as an empowered world changer. Hallelujah. That's what the planner is about. Be able to write notes, be able to write prayers. That planner is for you, for your friends, wherever you go. But the theme vision is really our textbook for 2023. It tells you about Parklands Baptist Church. It tells you about the vision. It tells you about the ministries of Parkey. It gives you the declarations. It has a Bible study section inside it. It is loaded. And so today, I'm looking at world changers. I'm speaking to empowered world changers. Because God redeemed you. God strengthened you. God has caused you to be royalty so that you can be an empowered world changer. Pastor Simon, as you come, because we shall be praying. Hallelujah. God is good. And all the time. And we want to assure you that with Pastor Simon, we're going to run this race all the way. We have captured the entire year from January to December. We are walking into a year that we have already captured in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And I want you to know that God, who has given us this leadership and the teams that we have, PDB, which is the spiritual leadership of this church, the BOT, the church council, and all the other teams and the staff, everybody here and all of you, we are going to make a difference in 2023. Amen. Let's give God a big, big hand. And so, Pastor Simon, you're going to help me unveil this particular one, and then we'll unveil this other one. And so, in the name that is above every name, ladies and gentlemen, we want to bring before you and to unveil to you this book, and we'll be praying over it, because this is the year of the Lord's empowered world changer. Come on, somebody. Come on, let's stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Come on, come on, come on. Let's give God a big hand. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. 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 While I'm standing here, I want to pray and just release this. Pastor Simon will be praying for, in fact, Pastor Simon, I want you to pray for this right now in Jesus' name. Stretch your hands as we pray.
Father in heaven, as a congregation, we are so grateful and we thank you so much for the senior pastor, Reverend Ambrose Nyangao, and for spending time listening to you and also putting down on paper what you have put in his heart. And Lord, thank you that today we have the completed theme vision of the year 2023. And thank you, Lord, that we can formally together unveil it. And therefore, Father, we really bless you for the gift that you have given to us. And we now receive it with joy. Those who are here and those who are online all over the world, we receive this gift of this theme of the year 2023 with thanksgiving. Indeed, it is the year of the Lord's empowered world changers. And my God, as we receive it, we commit to follow through with what God you have given us. And we declare that through the year, all the leadership of this church and all of us, all the teams, my God, we shall be committed to ensure that this word is realized and achieved in this season 2023, in our lives, in our homes, in our families, and even in our nation. And therefore, Father, with joy and thanksgiving, we dedicate this theme in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. And we all say, amen. A hand to Jesus. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. And Pastor Simon, this is the planner. So let me just, while we are still standing, just bring to you the planner today. And so we unveil to you the planner 2023 in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 Bwana asifiwe. Hallelujah. And right there is it is written, it gives you a few words. First of all, the year of the Lord's empowered world changes. But then it says something here, occupy. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, occupy.
Occupy.
Tell your neighbor, occupy.
Occupy.
This year, the Bible says, occupy until I come. Jesus is saying, occupy until I come. Hallelujah. Occupy until I come. And Pastor Simon, maybe some of the people back there can see this, but I want, with JJ's help, turn this so that I want them to see this picture at the back. Is it stuck? Huh? Just turn this. I want you to see this. Now, that picture is a picture of somebody who is about to enter the ring. Tell your neighbor, you're about to enter the ring. You are a champion. You're about to occupy. Tell your neighbor, the devil is about to experience headaches. Because I'm coming in as an empowered world changer. Now look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, put your gloves on. The fight is about to begin. And we are entering in as champions. In Jesus' name. Now give God another one big hand and tell him thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You can turn that around. One more thing, I want you to see this lion. The one who has gone before us is the Lion of Judah. He has won the battle. Come on, let's give God a big hand. Amen. Amen. Now, let us pray as I continue the message. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are setting ourselves up for a great season. Amen. The Bible says it's not by power, it's not by might, but by your spirit, says the Lord. Father, together with our children, with our families, with all of us gathered together in person, online, wherever we are, as members of Parklands Baptist Church, we are dedicating ourselves to this vision. That, Lord, we are going to run with it, and not only run with it, because you've already gone ahead of us, that we will not be afraid. The Bible says, fear not, for I'm with you. Do not be dismayed, for I'm your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I'll uphold you with my victorious right hand. And today, Lord, even as I release your word, and even as we continue to speak about it this month, Lord, may the revelation of the Holy Spirit descend upon us in a very special way. Jehovah God, thank you for the leadership of this church, for the pastors and for the deacons, for the leaders across the board, that together we will look unto our leader, King Jesus, because he will lead us to exploits. The Bible says, the people who know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. And so, Father, here we are, and receive all the glory and all the praise because we have prayed in Jesus' name. And God's people said, amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor Simon. We may be seated. So tell your neighbor, the pastor has 10 minutes to finish the message. Hallelujah. Now listen to me carefully, because we are unveiling this for you. The theme passage for the year is John chapter 4, verse 27 to 42. That's the passage for the year. John chapter 4, verse 27 to 42. The story of the Samaritan woman. The theme verse for the year is Psalms 22, verse 27 to 28. And I want to read that particular scripture for us because it is important. This is what God is saying for us in 2023. It says this: all the ends of the earth will remember and turn to who? To the Lord. Then it says, and all the families of the nations will bow down before him. For dominion belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. Let me read it in the New King James Version. The Bible says this, and I want you to note the words that are in there. It says, all the ends of what? The world. You see, God's vision is not the village. God's vision is not the county. God's vision is not the city. God's vision is not the continent. God's vision is what? The world. The world. The world. He says, all the ends of the world shall remember and turn to the Lord. God has already decided that. God is not thinking about it. He has already decided all the ends of the world will remember and turn to the Lord. And then he says, and all the what? The families of the nations shall worship before you. So families are important. Tell your neighbor, families are important. And that is why it is so good for us to be here as families. Our children are here. Our uncles, our aunties, our grandfathers and mothers. We are here as a family, and as a church, we are families. And it says, and all the families of the nations shall worship before you. And then it says, why? For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he rules over the nations. And that is why God calls a man called Abraham to make a difference. He then located a woman called the Samaritan woman. It doesn't tell us her particular name. It just says a Samaritan woman. And then God called a man called Joshua. Because God wanted us to see that he has a world vision in his agenda. And so today, as I unveil this and share with you three things, I'm going to share one of them. Number one, God is releasing to us a divine call and invitation. Number two, he's releasing to us a divine search and preparation. And thirdly, divine empowerment and release. A divine call and invitation. He's saying, come change the world with me. Hallelujah. He's giving us a divine call and invitation. And that is why God located Abraham. So let me read those verses in Genesis 12, which we read earlier. And by the way, God doesn't call and invite perfect people. And we thank God that we're in 2023 because there is a reason why. There's a divine invitation. It's a call and an invitation. God called Abraham. So let me read those verses we read earlier. Verse 1, Genesis chapter 12. The Lord had said to Abraham, go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. There is something God wants to show us in 2023. Last week, Pastor Simon was talking about forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Do you not perceive it? And we are talking about perceiving God's will and God's purposes in 2023. He says, I will make you into a great nation. Is a call, is an invitation. I will make you. Abraham, you don't need to make yourself. Let me tell you this. There was so much that God had to make in this man. There's so much. Because let me tell you this. When Abraham was called, he did not become perfect. The day we get saved, we are not perfect. Some of us still carry the residue of our past life. We get saved today, but on Saturday we go clubbing. Hello? Look at your neighbor. Don't look so innocent. Just tell them we're not perfect people. Hello? And so God has to handle the residue of our past life. And for some of us, it takes a long time. Let me tell you this. Abraham was called when he was 75. Isaac was born in his life 25 years later. God was working in this man. Abraham did not suddenly become a man of faith. He did not just suddenly become a father of faith. God was working in him. God gave him a call and God gave him an invitation, and that is important. The great thing about Abraham is this: he accepted the call, he accepted the invitation, he started the journey. And God said, you accept it, I will do the rest, I will make you. He says, I will make you into a great nation. I will make you. He did not say, I will make you a great man. He says, out of you will come nations. Because God has a world vision. He has a world out there that he wants to impact in powerful ways. He says, I will make you into a great nation and I will bless you. Let me tell you this, you're not cursed. You're blessed. And God is about to put inside you things that will cause you to be a blessing and to be favorable to the people he's sending you. He says, I will make your name great and you will be a blessing. Not only will I bless you, you will be a blessing. A number of you will get visas to go places. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to the east, we're going to the west, we're going to the south, we're going to the north. The world is open to us. God has a world vision. Not only that, God is also locating and placing many of us in different nations and places. And not only just in places, in positions of high degree, so that we can let our light shine before man. Hello? And let me tell you this, God is going to make sure that you have the capacity to make it happen. I will make you, I will make you, I will make you, I will bless you, and you will become a blessing. Verse 3 says, I will bless those who do what? Who bless you. And whoever curses you, I will curse. Now, that's the part I do not want for some people to experience. And Abraham, like you see, he had many questions. He didn't become perfect. There's one time he said, God, me, I don't like you. You know, the way you treat me, I don't like it. Genesis 15, listen to how he's talking. Because sometimes he got desperate. He's saying, God, you're not changing my life quickly. Some of us, by February, we're saying, God, where is this thing? Where is this thing? It's not coming. Listen, Genesis 15, just go back, go there quickly. Verse 1, he says this. He's having a conversation with God. He says this, after this, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision. Do not be afraid. Abraham, I'm your shield. Your very great reward. But, the moment a sentence starts with but, you know things, nikubaya. He says, Abraham said, Sovereign Lord. You know you are sovereign, Lord. What can you give me since I remain childless? And the one who will inherit my estates is Eliezer of Damascus. And Abraham said, You have given me no children. So a servant in my household will be my heir. Then the word of the Lord came to him, This man will not be your heir, but a son who is your own flesh and blood will be your heir. Then he took him outside and said, Look up at the sky, count the stars, if indeed you can count them. Then he said to him, So shall your offspring be. Then Abram believed the Lord, and he credited to him as what? As righteousness. Abraham was really beginning to believe God, but he still had issues. And this kid was not coming quickly, but God was making him. Tell your neighbor, God is going to make us. God is going to make us. One time, they got so desperate, and his wife, and wives can make you do things and a half. Chapter 16. Let's go to chapter 16. The Bible says this in verse 1. They had an alternative idea. The Bible says this. 16 verse 1. This is just to help you know that we are going places. Now Sarai, Abraham's wife, had borne him no children, but she had an Egyptian slave named Hagar. So she said to Abraham, they were not in the sitting room. This was the pillow talk. Hallelujah. The Lord has kept me from having children. You know, sometimes when crazy things happen, we say it is the Lord. Let me tell you this, God has good things in store for you. God had already said, I'll bless you. But Sarah is saying, God, the Lord has kept me from having children. Now, listen. Tomorrow night, thank you, Jesus. Go sleep with my slave. Perhaps, I can build a family through her. Abraham did not blink. The Bible says Abraham agreed to what Sarai said. God was still making this guy. And let me tell you this, God is going to make us, even when we make mistakes, when we stumble and fall, because God is not a man that he should lie. He's not a son of man that he should change his mind. What he said in chapter 12, verse 1, he will still do. He will still fulfill. But sometimes catching up with his vision is sometimes a great challenge. But we will get there. You will get there. And thank God that in chapter 18, God visited Abraham. And God said this, very quickly, let me go there. And we're not going to spend so much time. We're going to talk about Abraham this month. He says in chapter 18, verse 1, very quickly, the Lord appeared to Abraham near the great trees of Mamre while he was sitting at the entrance to his tent at the heat of the day. Abraham looked up and saw three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he hurried from the entrance of his tent to meet them and bowed low to the ground. He said, I have found favor. If I have found favor in your eyes, my Lord, do not pass your servant by. Let a little water be brought, and then you may all wash your feet and rest under this tree. Let me get you something to eat so you can be refreshed and then go your way. Now that you have come to your servant, very well, they answered, do as you say. So Abraham hurried into the tent to Sarah. Quick, he said, get three seahs of the finest flour and knead it and bake some bread. Then he ran to the herd and selected a choice tender calf and gave it to a servant who hurried to prepare it. Then he brought some curds and milk and the calf that had been prepared and set them before the Lord. While they ate, he stood near them under a tree. By the way, this preparation took quite some time. Killing something and being able to cook it took hours. So they were having a conversation, having fellowship. And in that fellowship, God said, where is your wife? Sarah. The one who had misdirected my purposes. Hello? You see, God doesn't give up on her, but God has a plan. He says, where is your wife, Sarah? They asked him, they're in the tent. You know, they're outside the tent. He says, they're in the tent. He said, then one of them said, I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, will have a son. You see, God is a good God. Hello? And God is going to come around. He says, Sarah will have a son. Now, Sarah was listening. Thank you, Jesus. Just trust women. Sarah was what? Listening. They're talking about me. Now, Sarah was listening at the entrance of the tent, which was behind him. Abraham and Sarah were already very old, and Sarah was past the age of childbearing. Your miracle may have passed, but God is still in the house in Jesus' name. God is still in the house. The Bible says, so Sarah laughed to herself as she thought, hey, after I am worn out and my Lord is old, will I now have this pleasure? Let me tell you this. This year, you will have this pleasure. Amen. This year, you will have this pleasure. That's what she's saying. Then the Lord said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh and say, will I really have a child now that I'm old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? I will surely return to you at the appointed time next year, and Sarah will have a son. Hallelujah. Look at verse 15. It says, goes on to say, Sarah was afraid, so she lied and said, I did not laugh. If you're sitting next to a woman, just tell them, God knows you. And the Lord says, yes, you did. And you know, that's why they gave birth to a son called Isaac, to remind them about laughter. Because what God is going to do for you this year, you're going to laugh about it. You're going to laugh about it. It's going to be a joy. It's going to be a celebration. God is going to do a good thing in your life. First of all, you laugh believing it cannot happen. Then you will laugh because it has happened. God is a good God. And so as I wrap up this message for the day, not only did God give this invitation and call to Abraham, God searched out a woman and prepared her. That's the second thing. God is searching us out and preparing us. And that is why God called this Samaritan woman. Very quickly, John chapter 4, verse 2. The Bible says this, God will search you out. God will prepare you for a great season. The Bible says this, John chapter 4, verse 2. Verse 3, let me go to verse 3. So he left and went back once more to Galilee. Now he had to go through where? Samaria. So he had to go through. He was going to Galilee, but he decided to go through Samaria. So he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about noon. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, will you give me a drink? Now his disciples had gone into town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, you are a Jew and I'm a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For Jews do not associate with who? Samaritans. Jesus answered her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you'd have asked him and you'd have given you living water. This woman did not know that she was being searched out and being prepared to become a world changer. She was the one who was going to go to the Samaritan town and tell the men, come and see a man. God is searching you out. God is preparing you for something great. But sometimes when he does that, we begin to feel uncomfortable, because this woman started feeling uncomfortable. First of all, he's saying, you're a Jew, I'm a Samaritan, we don't associate. Let me tell you this. God loves you anyway. God loves you anyway. We come all with all this prejudice in our heads. Oh, I cannot get saved. Oh, I cannot be born again. Oh, you know, the family where I come from, they're all drunkards. Oh, you know, I don't have education. Listen to me. God doesn't care. God will make you. God will make you. God will make you. God will bless you. You will become a blessing. And this woman, before she knew it, she was the blessing that unlocked Samaria. Hallelujah. You have no idea. You are the door that is going to unlock the treasures of heaven to the people around you. You are an empowered world changer. But then thirdly, because we'll deal with this much later, there is a divine empowerment and release. God is also going to empower you and release you. This is what he did with Joshua. So let me read this verse, Joshua chapter 1, verse 5. God is speaking to this man. He's saying, I'm going to empower you and I'm going to release you. God says to Joshua, no one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Then he says, be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their father, to their ancestors, to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Then verse 9. For the Lord your God will be with you. I'm saying God will be with you in January. God will be with you in February. God will be with you in March. In April. In May. In June. July. In August. In September. In October. In November. In December. God has a captured the year for you. Receive it in Jesus' name. Receive it in Jesus' name. He says, I will be with you. I am empowering you. I am releasing you. So in this year, may you arise and allow God to do what no man could do in your life. Be the Abraham. Be the Samaritan woman. Be the Joshua. Because this year, God is going to make himself mighty through your life. Hallelujah. Let me say this, even as we prepare to pray. Let me just make some of these statements and say this. Seven things. Number one, this is going to be the year of the Lord's turnaround. God is going to turn things around for you. This is going to be the year of God's abundance. This is going to be the year of discerning God's will. This is going to be the year of release of God's favors. I'm saying God's favors. I'm saying God's favors. This is a year of completion and fulfillment. This is a year of territory taking. You're going to take territories. I'm saying you're going to take territories. The Bible says, every place your foot treads upon, I've given it to you, as I promised my servant Moses. Taking territories. And this is going to be a year of divine invasion. God is going to invade the situations of your life. And there's nothing the devil can do about it. The way God invaded Abraham's life, entered the Samaritan woman's life, encouraged Joshua, God is about to lift you out of your dark pit and place you on a rock that can never be shaken. God is about to do a work in you that people will look at you and not believe that you're the same person. Because God is God. I don't know if you're ready for this year. I'm saying I don't know if you're ready for this year. If you're ready for this year, I want you to stand up and I want you to give God a big hand and just begin to tell him, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. 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 My brother, I know something is going to happen in your life. I've just located you. My brother, I want you to come here. I'm seeing you. Yeah, don't look sideways. I'm talking to you. Come here in Jesus' name. You see, God is going to locate you. God is going to locate you. Huh? God is going to locate you. What's your name?
Mr. Mwangi,
God knows your name. I don't know your name, but God knows your name. You see, this year, God is going to do a turnaround thing in your life. God is going to shift situations in your life. The Bible says, God works all things together for good, not for bad. You know, there are some things that happen in your life that you think, why did this happen? This should not have happened. This should not have happened. But God is saying, Mr. Mwangi, all these things are working together for your good. Because he has called you according to his purpose. God has a purpose to fulfill. In 2023, God has a purpose to fulfill. Like I said, number 7 is completion and fulfillment. I said number 2 is agreement. If you agree with what I'm saying, God is going to change your situations. Amen? Huh? You see, your t-shirt here says state of the art. I want to tell you that you're going to become a state of the art. In Jesus' name. There's a number here. It is 87. 8 stands for a new beginning. There's a new beginning that is going to start in your life. The next number is number 7. Is a number of completion. Somebody better give God a big hand. It's a number of completion. State of the art. State of the art. The Bible says you're a new creation. You're a brand new person. God is going to shift. And you're representing this congregation today. Because this is going to be a state of the art in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Mr. Mwangi, God loves you. God loves you. I want you to know that. The way God looked for Abraham, God has looked for you. In Jesus' name. God has looked for you. And the journey is going to be a good journey. It doesn't matter what happened. God is saying, don't be afraid. Be strong and courageous. I am with you wherever you go. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Dear Lord, I pray for Mr. Mwangi today. The Lord, even as he represents what I've been talking about today, that indeed today, this church is going to become the state of the art. That in the name of Jesus, 8, a number of new beginning. Number 7, a number of completion and fulfillment. Dear God, I pray for this gentleman. You know his situation. You know his life. You know his beginning. You know his outgoing and his coming in. And today I want to speak a blessing in his life. And I want to say, Mr. Mwangi, trust God. You have no idea the things that God has in store for you. He is not a man that he should lie. He is not a son of man that he should change his mind. What he says he will do, what he declares he will establish. So believe him. You may stumble and fall from time to time, but guess what? He is going to make you. He's going to make you. He's going to make you. He's going to bless you, and you'll become a blessing to the nations. So Father, I say thank you. Receive this blessing, my brother. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 God bless. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's true.
It's true. It's true. What is true?
God spoke to me in the morning that you called me just before I came here. And I didn't know. I just said, I felt when I was coming to church that you called me. So I know God is real. Yes, very well. And what you are saying is true, because there's something that is coming out that I'm going to launch this month for the glory of God. So I know it's true, and I thank you. Thank you so much. It's hard.
Hallelujah, thine the glory.
Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again.
One more time. I want you to say these words after me. Today, I have received the word. One more time. Let's start it one more time. Here we go. Today, I have received the word. I am inspired. I am energized. I go out anointed of God to occupy. I am an empowered world changer. My life is changing for the better. My family is changing by design. My sphere of influence is changing and impacted by the word. My leadership is changing through wisdom and understanding. My heart is changing through worship. My business is changing through God's ability in me to make wealth. My ministry is changing through prevailing prayer. My present and future are changing as my mind is renewed and transformed. My world is changing as the kingdom is advanced through my witness. I am an empowered world changer. I am a child of the Most High. I am for signs and wonders in the name of Jesus Christ. And God's people said, Amen. And amen. Have you received the word?
Yes.
Have you taken it?
Yes.
Tell your neighbor, I
receive it.
I take it. It is my portion. And there's nothing the devil can do about it. Amen.
Amen.
This month, make a point to come to church. Those of you who are online, make a point to be online. Hallelujah. I want you to get an opportunity, please. We still have this pack, Empowered Pack. This book, I really pray. You may not have come with money to buy, but I pray that you'll get a copy of this book and this planner. I'm saying, take and connect with what God is saying. I got the vision. I have written it down. I need people to read it. And I need people to run with it. Because I know, like this brother who came here, who is actually a representative of what this church is about. We are the state of the art. Hallelujah. Way number 8, a new beginning has started in somebody's life. A new beginning has started in somebody's life. Hello? I didn't know. The Holy Spirit just caused me to turn. I didn't know. Because God is locating you. Nobody may know you, but God knows you. 7, He's going to complete. He's going to fulfill that which concerns you. And so as you leave this morning, live with so much joy and excitement because of the things that God has in store for you. Hallelujah. Let's be united. Let's be together. Let's fulfill this purpose in oneness. Let's not be selfish. Let's seek to lift one another up. Hallelujah. Let's seek to lift one another up. Don't put people down. Huh? Pastor Simon, just come here quickly. Don't put people down. Huh? Don't put people down. Don't put people down. Come. Don't put people down. Don't put people down. Because when I put this person down, okay, you better go down, huh? When you put this person down, we go together. When I lift him up, we come up together. We come up together. And we are going places.
Amen. I agree.
Come on, let's give God a big hand. Thank you. Amen. So let me release us. I'm glad you came. Amen. We talked about fasting, by the way. This is a season of fasting. And let's not make fasting such a ritualistic thing, no legalistic thing. Today, if you drank tea in the morning, don't feel condemned. Thank you, Jesus. And if you eat lunch after now, don't feel condemned. Hallelujah. Choose the days you want to fast this week. For some of us, we are going to fast the whole week. Others, 2 days. Others, 3 days. But when you're fasting, take those moments to pray and say, God, I want to be a world changer. I want to be a world changer. Hallelujah. And God will be glorified. Lift up your hands. Father, what a day. What a moment. What a time. As I release your people, they have heard your word. They have received it. And God, through what you've done in the life of Mr. Mwangi, you have spoken to us. And you have said, you're going to lift us to the state of the art so that we can serve you even better. A new beginning, number 8. Number 7, completion. My God, I release this blessing now to God's people as they go out. And I decree and declare to you now, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you. May the Lord bless you indeed. I declare that your Monday is blessed, your Tuesday is blessed, your Wednesday is blessed, your Thursday is blessed, your Friday is blessed, your Saturday is blessed, and I want you to know that January is blessed, your February is blessed, your March is blessed, your April is blessed, your May is blessed, your June is blessed, your July is blessed, your August is blessed, September is blessed, October is blessed, November is blessed. December is blessed. And Sunday, you're coming back with a testimony. Somebody better give God a big hand. Amen. Amen. So may the Lord bless you indeed. Bless your going out. Bless your coming in. The work of your hands is blessed. Your family is blessed. And there's nothing the devil can do about it. So look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, I receive that blessing. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. And now, surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of your life, and you shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Shalom.